We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchim, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Hey. Before we begin, I'd like to dedicate the Shir today, Le'iloi Nishmas, in memory of Yitzchak Isar Ben Baruch, the father of one of our close friends from Toronto, Canada, Dr. Barry Shapiro. Our learning should be a schus for his neshama, and he should be a good debater, a good attorney on behalf of the family, all members of the family, and all of Klal Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas sfira u'shavuos zman matan toiraseinu. Rav Nosson Zal says, no, I'm sorry. We did that yesterday, right? Paragraph Ches. V'zeh b'chinas sfira soimer. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the mitzvah of counting sfira and how it relates to what we've been speaking about. Shehu hachono lekabolas haTorah b'shvuos. The counting of the Omer is a preparation for receiving the Torah on the holiday of Shavuos. Shehu Yoim HaShishi B'Sivan, which is the sixth day of Sivan. We know that in creation, by the first 5 days of creation, it says Yom Echo, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. When it comes to the sixth day, it says Yoim HaShishi. And the Gemara says, the sixth day, it's not only referring to the sixth day of creation, but it's referring especially to the sixth day of Sivan. Almost 2,500 years later, when Hashem gave us the Torah on Har Sinai. Shekol ha'olam tolui boi, whereby the entire world is dependent on that day. Hainu emunas chidush ha'olam. And we're referring specifically to faith in the newness of the world, that Hashem created the world something from nothing, shehu ha'ikar. That's the main thing in the Torah. That's the most important point in the Torah. And that is tolui b'yoyim ha'kodosh v'hanoiro v'haniska v'azeh. And that is dependent, that faith is dependent on this awesome holy day, Kiboy Kiblu Yisrael Es HaTorah, because on that day the Jewish nation received the Torah, Shaydeze Nimshach Aleim Ruach HaKodesh Alidei Moshe Rabbeinu. By receiving the Torah, we were able to draw upon ourselves Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of Hashem, via our Rebbe, via Moshe Rabbeinu. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ponim beponim diber Hashem imochem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem spoke to you face to face, to you, the entire Jewish people. K'may Shekosuv shom b'Toiranal. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, over there in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which is chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'haoras kedusha hazois nimshach b'chol shono v'shono mechodosh. And this holy light that the Jews received on Har Sinai when Hashem gave the Torah, that holy light comes down to us each and every single year anew, brand new, on the holiday of Shavuos. V'yidei ruach hakodesh hazeh nizbarer hamedame. And through this flow of ruach hakodesh, this gives us the ability to clarify the medame, the twilight, the things that are in question, that the things that are good and bad mixed together, that we're unsure about. Shaydeze zoichin le'munas chidush ha'olam b'shleimus. And when a person is zoiche to real, complete birur hamedame, then they're zoiche to real, complete perfection of faith, which is to believe 100% in chidush ha'olam. Aval tzrichin loze eze isarusa le'sato. However, even though this light is coming down from above, from heaven, this Ruach HaKodesh, it still requires some initiative from our side. We must do something to prepare, to accept, to receive that light. V'al kein anu mechinim atzmeinu lazeh kol arboim v'tisho yemei ha'sfira al yedei mitzvah sfira soimer. And that's why we're involved in preparing ourselves for this, preparing ourselves to receive this Ruach HaKodesh on Shavuos throughout the 49 days of Sfira. We're preparing. How? By the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Why? Because it's through the act of lifting up that portion of barley and sacrificing it, which was done on the second day of Pesach, and that's what initiates, that's what starts off the process, the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Hischilu levarer hamedame. That's how the Jewish people started this process of sorting out the medame. Sheze bechinas hatikun hanasa yidei ha'omer soirim. And that is the tikun that's accomplished by that portion of barley. How? Ki soirim humaychel behema. Because throughout the Gemara, whenever it speaks about grains, when it speaks about wheat, it refers to that as a higher level grain. That wheat is referred to as human food, Meichel Odom. Whereas barley, compared to wheat, barley is a lower level grain, which is referred to as Meichel Behema, food for animals. Sheshom Iker Bilbul Hamedame. And it's in the barley, in the food for animals, that's where you have the main bilbul, the main confusion and unclarity of the medame. Because again, if you're talking about human intellect is smart. Person knows, understands what's right from wrong. An animal, on the other hand, they're not on the same level intellectually at all. So by them, it's medame. If something looks attractive to an animal, the animal will go over it and eat it. If it looks like an apple or it looks like grass and it's a steel thing that's just painted to make it look like grass, the animal won't have any discretion. The animal doesn't know the difference. So when we talk about Meichel Behema, that's a concept of Medame. That's closer to Medame, which means unclarity, a lower level of thinking. Therefore, by us bringing this sacrifice, this korban of this portion of barley, mevararin hamedame, we sort out, we refine the medame, bechinas behemius, the animalistic instinct. Vese hatikun nase mimochoras hashabbos, and this tikun of bringing the omer soirim is done the day after Shabbos. Although Shabbos in this context does not mean Shabbos, it means the first day of Pesach, which the Chumash in this particular location calls it Shabbos. Shehu yoim horishon shel Pesach, shebo yetzanu mitzrayim. That's the first day of Pesach on which we left Egypt. Sheshom b'mitzrayim iker hisgabris habilbulim horoim shel medame. What was Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim was a cesspool. Mitzrayim was a place of all kinds of tumah, every variety of impurity and things that were the opposite of Hashem and Torah and mitzvahs. So Rabbi Nosson Zal says Mitzrayim was the main place where the confusion of medame was strongest. Shemishom kol hakfirus shel hamechakrim horoim hakoyfrim bechidush olam yemach shemom vezichrom. And that's also the source of the atheism, the denial of Hashem, of the evil scientists who don't believe in Chiddush HaOlam, who don't believe that Hashem created the world from something from nothing. They try to prove that the world is 6 billion years old and it evolved from dinosaurs and all kinds of nonsense. And here Rav Nosson Zal uses the wording Yemach Shemom Vezichron. May their names and memories be wiped out completely. Why is he being so harsh about them? Because these people caused incredible damage to the Jewish people. We're emphasizing in this halacha that the essence of Judaism is faith, is emunah, and emunah in Chiddush Olam. And those scientists who do not believe in Hashem, who deny Hashem, or even some of them who try to customize the Torah to make it fit with science, They try to cut away a piece here and cut a piece there and add a piece there to make sure that the Torah is in conformity with science, because science is the ultimate truth. And we'd like to try to accommodate science. We'd like to try to accommodate the Jewish people by making sure that the Torah fits in, the Torah conforms with science. That's also a terrible thing. So here Rav Nosson Zal uses this wording, Yemach Shemom V'Zichron, because these people have caused thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews to stray from the straight path of faith in Hashem, faith in Torah Shebal Peh, the Oral Torah, faith in Tzadikim. Ukemuva b'mokam achar, as we've spoken about this in another location, Sheparoi u'Mitzrayim heim b'chinas hora shebemedame, that Paroi and the land of Egypt, they represent the negative aspect, the evil side of Medame. Remember, Medame is a mixture of good and bad. Paroi and Mitzrayim represent the Ra of Medame. Ayin Shom, I believe he's referring to chapter 54 in Likut Imran and other places. V'zeh Iker Golus Mitzrayim. And this is really what the whole exile in Egypt was all about. It was about us swimming in Medame and not having clarity regarding faith in Hashem, faith in Tzadikim, Shenimshach Michet Odom Arishon, which started out from the sin of Odom Arishon, Mizua Masanochosh, which was caused by the filth of the snake, Sheheim Zuamas HaMenachshim VaHakoismin, which is synonymous with the filth of the magicians and sorcerers. Again, people, Sheheim Bechinas Nevi'ei HaSheker, they are the false prophets, people who try to encourage people to come to them, and then they'll tell them their future, and they'll advise them and guide them about life. They'll advise them down the river, Chas V'Shalom, Achmon Al-Islam, over the cliff. Sheheim Bechinas Manhige HaSheker Shebechol Dor. They represent the false leaders of in every generation. Hein Mikitois HaMechakrim FaPhilosophim. Whether we speak about the false leaders who are from the groups of the scientists and philosophers, and again, they consider themselves leaders of the world leaders, academics, scholars, and even among the Jewish people, many of these scientists and philosophers consider themselves to be the spokesman, the intellectual voice of the Jewish people. Hanoitim achar chochmos chitzonius, who veer away from the Torah and they follow secular wisdom. That's their Bible. Their Bible is science. Sherubam kekulam roim vechatoim lashem boid, where the majority of them, and close to most of them, all of them, are evil and sinners against Hashem. Vafilu mikitois horechoikim izeh, and even from those groups of people who are far from this, they're far from philosophy and science, nimtzoim gamkein harbe manhigim shel sheker kiyodua. There are found many different false leaders, self-appointed leaders, or people who have been appointed to leadership positions to lead the Jewish people who don't qualify in any way whatsoever. V'chulom nimshachim ibechina zuam asanochosh. And all of this originates from that tumah, that impurity of the snake, shebo alidei chet Odom Arishon, which was caused as a result of the sin of Odom Arishon. Shezeo bechinas zuamas Mitzrayim, and that is also synonymous with the tumah of Egypt. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that one of the main reasons why the Jewish nation had to go down to Egypt and spend all of that time there was to try to repair the sin of Adam Arishon from the Eitz Hadas. And they show proofs to show the connection. Shehu Bechinas Bilbul HaMedame, the tumah, the impurity of Mitzrayim, is the confusion of the Medame. Shemishom Kol HaKfirois, that's the source of every type of denial of Hashem. V'ikar Hu Kfirus Chidush HaOlam, and one of the main points that separate the good people from the bad people, The religious Jews from the not so religious Jews are those who believe in Chidush HaOlam, those who believe that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness, versus those that don't believe. Ubepesach yotzonu mizeh. And on the holiday of Pesach is when we left all of this. We left Egypt. We left the Bilbul Hamedame. Ki biyoyim zeh yotzonu migolos mitzparo yimitzrayim bo'oysaysum moifsim noiroim oid moid. Because on this day, on the first day of Pesach, we left the exile of Paroi and Egypt with incredible miracles, clear miracles, Asheloi Nishmu v'loi Niru, which had never been heard of before and never seen before in the world. Shaidei zeh ro'u hakol ki Hashem boro oilomoi mechodosh yesh me'ayim. That made it clear to everybody. Everybody in the world was able to see and be willing to admit that Hashem created the world. And he created it from complete nothingness. And Hashem is the one who leads the world and rules the world to do everything as he wishes. Hashem is not controlled by anything, any kind of force. And all of this was accomplished through whom? Through Hashem's special messenger, which is Shehu Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbon Shel Kol HaNaviim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the rabbi of all the prophets, Shehimshich Gam Oz Eize Bechinas Ruach HaKodesh Al Kol Echon, whereby at that time, when Moshe Rabbeinu came back to Egypt, and connected with the Jewish leaders, and connected with the Jewish people, and performed all of those plagues, all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything, at that point, he drew upon each and every single Jew some of that Ruach HaKodesh, some of that Holy Spirit of Hashem, ad shenizbararu ktsas mimedamesh shelahem, to the point where the Jews were able to pull themselves out a little bit from their medameh, the medameh that they were swimming in Egypt. Shaydezeh ikaruhu emuna kanal. And it's only by getting out of the medameh that a person is zeichet to the real emuna. V'alkein, and therefore, because that's what took place on the first day of Pesach, v'alkein zeichen b'yoyim sha'acharov, shehu mimochoras ha'shabos, lahakriv oimer ha'tenufa. That's why the following day, we are privileged to perform the mitzvah of bringing the oimer ha'tenufa, shehu bechinas birur ha'medame kanal, which we showed earlier, is also a form of birur hamedame. We're taking the barley, which is animal food, and we're bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash, the center of Das, and we're offering it there as a korban. We're elevating it. We're rectifying the medame. V'oz maschilin lispor shiva shavuos, and that's when we start counting the 7 weeks, keneged shivas yemei bereishis, corresponding to the 7 days of creation. L'hoiros, to show shekol shivas yemei bereishis shebohem nivra ha'olam, that all 7 days of creation during which Hashem created the world, kulam tluyim va'oimdim ad yoyim hashishi, all of them are hanging in the balance until the sixth day, shehu shishi besivon, which is the sixth day of Sivan, sheoz man matan torasein, which is when Hashem gave us the Torah, She'oz ikram shochas ruach hakodesh. That's when we really received the full flow of ruach hakodesh. Shaydeze ikr shleimus bir hamedame, which is what helps a person succeed in completing the refinement of the medame, cleaning up the medame completely. Shaydeze ikr emunas chidush olam, which is what leads the person to solid faith in chidush olam. Because even though we started fixing up the medame on the day that we brought the omer, the first day, but it's a known fact throughout the Torah, shekol hatikunim shenasu bepesach b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, that all of the accomplishments, all the achievements that were reached on that first night of Pesach and that first day of Pesach, when the Jews left Egypt, Hakol al yedei bechinas isarusa delayla. It was all initiated by Hashem without us having preceded it with our initiative. It was a freebie on the part of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, afal pi shenimshach oz he'ora gedoyla v'atzuma mo'oid mo'oid. Even though on that first night of Pesach, Hashem sends down an incredibly massive bright light, shehu bechinas ruach hakodesh, which is ruach hakodesh, bechinas, as it says, v'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I passed through the land of Egypt. V'targum says, v'izgelesi, I was revealed. Revealed means ruach hakodesh, prophecy. So even though that super bright light took place on the first night of Pesach, afal pikein, still, despite that, me'achar shehoyo rak al yidei bechinas isarusa deleila, beli shleimus isarusa delesata, because of the fact that it was initiated by Hashem, it was a gift, a freebie, without us really making the full preparation that we should have made, to be worthy of receiving that light, to be deserving of it, to prepare vessels for that light. Alkein hoyo he'ora rak lefisho. Therefore, that blast of light was only very temporary, short-lived. Kedei shenuchal anachnu lehisoirer me'atzmeinu, so that we would wake up and motivate ourselves to go searching for the true tzaddik, who is Bechinas Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval achar kach, however, after that first night, nistalik, that light left, v'loy nishar rak horeshimu, and all that was left was like the film that's left in the inside of a cup when you fill a glass with oil, something like that. When you empty out the oil, try to empty it out completely, you'll see there's still a film that's left inside. That's called the reshimu, the imprint. What remains after the thing leaves completely, almost. Vayidei koyach horeshimu hazois, and it's with the power of that reshimu, that imprint that's left on us from that super blast of light of Ruach HaKodesh that we got on that first night, that's what we carry with us, and that's what helps us go through the bringing of the Omer HaTnufa, that Korban, which plays another role, a second step in the Birur Hamedame, al yidei horeshimu mehoruach hakodesh shenim shecholena biyom rishon shel Pesach, with the help of, and as a result of that imprint that was left in us from the ruach hakodesh that we received on that first day of Pesach, al yidei toikev horuach hakodesh shehim shech Moshe Rabbeinu was, through the incredible, powerful ruach hakodesh which Moshe Rabbeinu was able to draw down upon us then, during that first night of Pesach. Umeyoz, and it's from that point when the Jews brought that Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach, onu maschilen lispor sfiras Omer, that's when we start counting days from the Omer. Today is day one from the Omer. Tomorrow is day two from when we brought the Omer. Kedei letaharenu mizua masanochosh, in order to purify us from the impurity of the snake, shehem bilbulei hamedame, shehu bilbulei hoemuna, in order to fix all of that. Vonu soifrim shiva shavuos, and we count 7 weeks, shehem bechinas klal shivas yemei bereishis, which is symbolic of all 7 days of the week, of the entire spectrum of time. Lahoyrois, to show shekulam sfurim umenuyim umiskaimim rak loimer, that all of our days, what makes our days count is the Omer, which means shehu birur hamedame. The Omer represents this process of sorting out the medame. שאנו ממשיכים עלינו בכל יום קדושס בירור המדמה שנמשך עלינו ממוכרוס השבס עד הנופס אומר. Whereby throughout every consecutive day, from day 1 till day 49, we are drawing upon ourselves that holiness of birur hamedame that was activated, that was turned on when the korban, when the omer seorim was brought. Vaydeze ono mechinim atzmeinu, and through this, through these three steps, the incredible blast of light on the night of Pesach, the korban omer seorim which we bring the next day, and the counting that we do from there for 49 days, schlepping that light with us and trying to raise it and trying to work it up, make it stronger even, every day, more Birur HaMedama, more Birur HaDama, going through the 7 weeks, which represent all 7 days. We're sorting out the Medama within the full spectrum of time. Through this, we prepare ourselves Shenizke Levarer HaMedama Bishlemus Beyoim HaChamishim HaKodosh Shehu Shavuos, to be able to finish the process, to complete the process entirely on the 50th day, which is Shavuos, which is the 6th day of Sivan. Shekol ha'olam, shekol ha'olam, whereby the entire world, dahainu emunas chidish olam. And what's the entire world? What really counts in the world? Faith. And faith in chidish olam, tolui boy, is dependent on that 50th day. Because that's when the process is completed. Kios on the kablamis ha-toira ide Moshe, because on that day we receive the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu ikar hamshochas ha-ruach ha-kodesh aleinu. And receiving the Torah, accepting the Torah, studying the Torah, fulfilling the Torah, that's how we really draw that ruach ha-kodesh upon us. Through our efforts from down below here, and especially through the preparation which was done by counting the Omer. So Rav Nosson Zal now is obviously preempting a question. Hold on, how many times do we have to do this? You told me that on the night of Pesach, there was a major blast of light, that's Birur HaMedama. Then you tell me the next day they brought the korban, that's Birur HaMedama. Then you tell me for the 49 days, how many times do we have to do this? Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki be'inyin zeh shel isarusa delesata, because regarding this issue of us showing initiative from down below, that we have to show Hashem that we're interested, that we want, that we're ready to do our part, which usually must precede an initiative on the part of Hashem, like it says in the pasuk, "Shuvu elai v'shuv aleichem." Hashem says, "You return to me, and I'll return to you." The 49 days of the Omer, we're climbing, going up. On the 50th day, "Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai." Hashem comes down to greet us. But the norm, the standard is, it's our move first. So Rav Nosson Zal says, regarding this topic of Isarus Lesato, yesh niflois tomim deim. There are wondrous things related to it. Zelo pashut. It's not simple. It's not, oh, I just make a move, and then Hashem sees I made a move, and then he'll make a move, and they live happily ever after. It doesn't always work that way. It's not that simple. Ki be'emes, because if you want to really get real, hakol mimenu yisparach, everything is Hashem. Whatever you do, it's really Hashem doing it. It's the Hashem inside of you doing it. Or Hashem who put the thought in your mind and gave you the desire and gave you the energy and facilitated your doing it. So in reality, in real reality, all isarusa delisata is also isaru. It's still Hashem. Ki, as the Medrash quotes says, Hashem says to mankind, "Mi hekdimani vashalim loy." Which person preceded me? Let him come and submit his bill, and I'll pay him. Because usually the way it works, somebody does a job for you, and then you pay him. So Hashem says, "Let me see somebody come forward. I want to see somebody submit a bill to me. Let's see somebody who did something for me." before I did everything for him. Hey, buddy, who created you? Who gave you your pants and your socks and your wife and your house and you want to submit a bill? You want to say you gave, you did, you showed initiative? What are you, nuts? As it says there, ach, however, despite that, Hashem Yisborach mesavev benifloiso v'chasadoiso hane'elom imoid. Hashem works things out in incredible ways through all kinds of circumstances and through all kinds of methods, kedei shenucha lehisoirer, in order for us to get turned on, in order for us to want to show initiative, to want to do something. Kedei v'achar kach, and then after that, so it's again, it's Hashem who's waking us up. It's Hashem who really starts the ball rolling in all cases. But once Hashem did tickle you or pinch you, the person has to get out of bed, take off the covers, and get up and get out of it, get out and start. As we refer to that as the initiative from below. And don't forget that that's also with Hashem's help. You're not getting I got out of bed. Who are you fooling? You didn't do nothing. Hashem helped you get out of bed. If Hashem walked away from you for a second, you're gone. You're permanently asleep. So every move you make, every initiative you take and you do, it's really, really Hashem doing it. And once you show that initiative, like you do the little bit of your part, then Hashem turns on the faucet from above and sends down a flow. As we've explained this concept in many places throughout Likutei Halachos, ve'ein kan mekoymoy laharach bazeh. Therefore, we don't have to elaborate further on this. Paragraph Tess. Aval gam achar kach, shekiblu Yisrael es ha-toyra, v'zochu lebechinas ruach ha-koydesh ha-idei ha-tzadik o-emes shu Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you would say, okay, wow, we did it. We got to the top of the mountain. We got to Shavuos. We got the Torah. We got the full measure of ruach ha-kodesh. Finished, right? Wrong. After all of that, after completing the process and getting the full measure of Ruach HaKodesh with the Isarusat al-Asat of counting the 49 days of the Omer. And how did we get the Ruach HaKodesh? Through the Tzadik Emes, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. Uposko Zuamoson. And the Gemara tells us that at Har Sinai, the negative effects of the snake seducing Chava and convincing them to eat from the Eitz Hadas came to an end, were terminated. All of that negativity was over completely. That Zuamas HaNochosh, Oz, then, K'moshom Rabbi Sanzar, as the Gemara says, Afal Pikein, despite that, Adayin Hoyutzrichen Lechapes Ulevakesh Harbe Oid, Limtsoi Beyoiser Shleimus Esaruach HaKoide Shomoshe Rabban. The Jews, some of the Jews thought, we're finished. We got to the finish line. Now we can go on pension. Now we can go on vacation. They didn't know that, hey, buddy, that's Shlav Aleph. That's round one. As soon as you finish with round one, what do? You take a deep breath and you start round two. And you start searching and searching for the next batch of Ruach HaKodesh from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'oz, and had they done that, had they started immediately after Har Sinai, knowing that this isn't game over, this is round one. We got to round one, but there's another round coming now. And we didn't knock out, even though the tomb of the snake came to an end, Mashiach didn't come yet. Wasn't it? It didn't say game over. So they should have been ready, preparing immediately for round two. How? By searching for the tzaddik, searching for the Ruach HaKodesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. Give us more, teach us more. Obviously, Mashiach didn't come yet, so we don't know everything. We haven't fixed everything completely. And had they done that, then they would have gotten to what they needed to get to. They would have achieved what they needed to achieve. Aval hasoton hisgara bohem mo'oi dalidei ho'erev rav. However, the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, worked on them real powerfully using the Erev Rav as his messengers. Shehem ha-menachashim v'ha-koismim shel Mitzrayim. They were the magicians and sorcerers from Egypt. Sheloi nitaru mizu ha-masanochosh, who had not yet purified themselves from the impurity of the snake. Shemehem nimshichu b'chinas nevi'ei ha-sheker hanal. They were the source of the false prophets that tried to lead the Jewish people. Ad shehesis v'hidiach oisam b'kfiras gedoilus, until the Yetzer seduced and enticed the Jewish people to major denial. Ad she'osu oisam asa shel'egel, until they put together the golden calf. V'chol ze bolohem, and all of that came to them. Why did all of that happen? Al yedei shaloi nizru ba'azora anal, because they didn't follow Rabbein Azal's instructions in chapter 8 in the second half of Likut Imran, where Rabbein Azal says this is a lifetime job. This never stops. This search for the tzaddik, this search for the Ruach HaKodesh, is something that never finishes until the person dies, until the person's dead, or until Mashiach comes and says game over. Levake shulachapes oid v'oid esaruach hakodesh shel atzadik emes Moshe Rabbom, to seek more and more of the ruach hakodesh of the tzadik, the true tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu, kedei levarer oid esu amunak doisho, in order to purify and clarify the emuna even more, make it stronger and stronger. Emuna, there's infinite levels of emuna. There's no such thing as I believe in Hashem. You believe in Hashem on this level. Now let's see you take it to the next level, and the next level, and it goes on ad infinitum. Hashem is infinite, the Torah is infinite, and the Torah is all about emunah. That's what we said. So emunah is infinite. It's not that a person says, oh, I made a siyum on Shas, I made a siyum on the Zohar Kaddish, now I'm pretty much set. I can say that I believe in Hashem. You believe in Hashem on the third floor. You want to stay there? If you stay there too long, that's considered retreating. That's considered for Yerida. A Jew's on the move. We said in the beginning of this halacha, a malach stands in one place. A Jew is on the move. You got to be going up every day, every hour, every minute. You have to be going up. New emuna, stronger emuna, better quality. Ulechazko yoiser v'yoiser, and to strengthen the emuna, to make it stronger and stronger. And because they were weak in this, his garabom hasatan, the satan jumped in and took advantage of them, v'hichshilom kol kach, and messed them up so terribly, b'kfirus koela, with such a level of denial, at she'osu avodah zarah mamish, to the point where they actually made a live avodah zarah idol. This is a few minutes after Har Sinai. The miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bira Medame 1.1, Bira Medame 2.1, 3.1, 4.1, and then we're in the golden calf. Shekol ze nimshach mikfiras emunas chidush olam. All of this is based on and tied into the not having the ability to accept 100% the concept of Chiddush Olam, that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness, which means that there is nothing but Hashem. There's only Hashem. Einoid milvadoi. Kayadua lemevinim amitim. As is known to those people who have a real understanding of Yiddishkeit. They know that that's the yisoy, that's the foundation on which everything stands on. Sheklal hakfiroi sheboilam, that all the different types of denial and atheism in the world, hein shel adoras hakoidmen, whether we're talking about generations, hundreds and thousands of years ago, sheovdu avodah zarah mamish, who had pagan religions where they worshipped actual idols, hein shel hadoros shel achshav, or whether we're talking about today's generations, shetoyim alidei chochmos sheker, where they are mistaken Their mistake is based on false wisdoms, secular wisdoms, science and astrology and all of those things. Shekulam nimshochim mikfirus chidush ha'olam. All of them are based on not accepting the fact that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness. Machmas she'emunas chidush ha'olam i'efshar lahasig b'shum seichel u'moifei seichli sheli goyim. Because of the fact that this concept, the ability to really accept and believe in Chiddush HaOlam, Rav Nosson Zal says, that cannot be achieved. A person cannot get to that through any kind of intellect or kiyum al yedei ruach hakodesh shel hatzadik or emes shebechol dor. The only way that a Jew can get that emuna to be solid, really solid in emuna, which means emuna in Chiddush HaOlam, is only through the ruach hakodesh of the tzaddik, the true tzaddik of each and every generation. Shehorishoin, whereby the first one, the Horebi Shebekulam, and the rabbi of all of them, who Moshe Rabbeinu, is none other than the one and only Moshe Rabbeinu. Paragraph Yud. V'zeh shebo el Aharon. And this is why we find that the Jews went to Aharon HaKohen. This is after Moshe Rabbeinu left. He went up to heaven for 40 days. He said, see you guys in 40 days. V'omru loy, they said to Aharon HaKohen, kum aseh lanu Elokim. Come and make for us a Hashem. Ki zeh Moshe ho'ish lo yodanu mehoy eloy. Because this man, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. Period. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ato, and now, boy ure'e, come and look carefully, ato hama'ayin hamistakel batoira, you who are looking into the Torah, be'ein ho'emes, with a real eye for the truth. Shemefoirosh kan, the Torah makes it perfectly clear here, shekol to'usam hoyo be'inyin hanal, that their whole mistake was specifically related to what we said before. Sheloi hishtadlu lechapes kedushas Moshe rabom koroi, that they did not put in the proper effort to search for the holiness of their rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu properly. Ad shenoflu letos kozeh al yidei ho'erev rav, to the point where by not searching properly, what happened? The Erev Rav grabbed hold of them and turned them totally off course to make the terrible mistake that they did. And what did the Erev Rav say? Shemeachar she'enom yoydeh mehoyoloy l'moshe. Once we don't know what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, alkein rotzu la'asos lehem elikim acherim. Therefore, what should we do? Let's make idols. Let's make an idol. V'loishosu elibom ho'emes. They didn't turn their hearts to the truth. They didn't try to think honestly. What really should we do? Ki adara, but just the opposite of what they did. Me'ach Hashem Moshe oso lehem toivos ko'ela. If they remembered and they realized that Moshe Rabbeinu had done such good things for them, and Moshe Rabbeinu revealed Hashem to them in such an incredible, clear way, bifrat b'shas matan Torah, especially on Har Sinai, and if now suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared, adaraba, then just the opposite. Zeh letoivosam, that's a favor to them. That's being done for their benefit. Why? Kidei sheishtatlu lechapeis ulevakeish es kidushas aruach hakodesh shelo yoiser v'yoiser. So that they should work more. They should start, go another round. They should know it's time for another round. When a person wears clothes, and they wear the same clothing every day for 6 months, what happens? The clothing will get worn out. The person will say, that's a terrible thing. I mean, it's really stupid, idiotic. They can't make clothes that you can just wear and you never have to change your clothes. That's one way of looking at it. And the other way of looking at it is, on the contrary, the clothes is made not permanent, so that there's some variety in life. So that you're not wearing the same shirt and the same pair of pants for the next 12 years of your life. One day this person can feel new every day. Wow, a clean shirt. I'm taking out, putting on a clean set of clothing. And a different color shirt, a whole new... No, hischachus, a new day, new life, a new beginning. Instead of them reading the map correctly, Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared. So now what? What do you do when it's daylight? You're going through a day and the sun is shining, everything, and then suddenly the sun goes down, 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 and Hashem closes, shuts the lights. What do you do? You put in a card for a different Hashem. You apply for a different credit card. Let's change Hashem's, that's the solution? No. You search and wait for the next day. You're waiting for the next day and you're searching for it. You're yearning, Hashem, give us daylight. Bring us the new day. They should have been praying and begging Hashem, we want the Ruach HaKodesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. When a person has something constant, that the way that the Sforum define Gan Eden. What's going to be special about Gan Eden? All this form, right? Tanug tmidi einoi tanug. A pleasure that's constant. Person eating the same chocolate-covered, Belgian chocolate-covered ice cream with the finest, eating it three times a day, every single day, is not, at some point, it's going to lose its excitement, its specialness. Whereas something new, that's exciting. So when the Jews saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, they had gotten all of this Ruach HaKodesh, all this light from Moshe Rabbeinu, and now he disappeared. Time for another day. Time to go up to the next level. Not time to apply for a different rabbi, a different religion. Let's apply for a different religion. That'll make it better. Ad sheyizboru beyoyser veyoyser. And had they done that, then they would have, things would have been clearer. They would have gotten things clearer and clearer. Kasher hoyo be'emes. And they would have gotten to the real truth. Shem Moshe olol amoroim. That Moshe Rabbeinu had gone up to heaven. Kidei lekabel sharei mitzvah satorah. In order to get the remainder of the Torah. What Hashem had, the Torah Shebaal Peh, everything. Which Hashem had not given in full on Har Sinai. Kedei lesaknom ulevarom b'shleimus yoyser v'yoyser, in order to bring the Jews to a higher level of purification, of refinement. Rakheim hayutzrichim lamoid alomdom. However, what should they have done? They should have stood their ground. Uletzapois liyeshuas Hashem, and wait for, and yearn for, and hope for Hashem's salvation. And to search for it, and to yearn for it, until Moshe Rabbeinu would have come back to them, and he would have taught them, and shined into them the entire Torah, which is exactly what Yehoshua did. He was the one person who got it right. She'omad Eitzel Hohor, he stayed there, by the bottom of the mountain, v'himtim chon, and waited there, al Moshe Rabbi, waiting for his rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshem Rabbi Senuza, as the Gemara tells us, v'hoyotoylo einov lamoroin, and Yehoshua was looking upwards to Hashem the whole time, u'metzapeh, and waiting and yearning, rak sheyachzor v'yizgale elov, that Hashem should reveal himself again to him, that Moshe Rabbeinu should reveal himself again. Avol b'avoneisenu harabim, but unfortunately, due to our many sins, lo nizharu bazeh, the rest of the Jewish people were not careful about this. They didn't get this message. They didn't know that this is a lifelong process. A person never stops this search for the Ruach HaKodesh of the Tzaddik. And when the tzaddik disappears, or when I leave the tzaddik to go home, I don't stop at home. I'm begging Hashem, praying to Hashem, give me the next opportunity to spend time with the tzaddik, to draw more Ruach HaKodesh from him. Ad shenichshelu kol kach, to the point where they got so messed up, shemishom kol hochrubonois v'kol agolios, And the Egel Hazov is the root, the source, and the beginning of all the destruction and all the exiles that the Jewish people experienced. Ki chozar v'nimshach zuamas hanochosh, because that tumma of the snake, that impurity of the snake, which we said at Har Sinai was finished by their worshipping that golden calf, it was reactivated, started up again. Shemehem hakfirois shalachshov, and that's the cause and the source of today's atheism, today's denial of Hashem. Shaydezeh arichas hagolus bonas rabim. That's the cause of this long exile that we're going through, unfortunately. Ve'ikar hatikun, and what's the main solution? Al yedei tzadikei emes shebechol dor, through the true tzadikim in each and every generation. Sheyesh lohem eize bechinas ruach hakodesh gamachshov. Whereby even today, Rabbein Azal says, even though we don't have the same level of Ruach HaKodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu had, or the Tanoim in the Gemara, but there is definitely some degree of Ruach HaKodesh by the true leaders of Klal Yisrael, otherwise they couldn't possibly be qualified to lead. Kasher Herich Bozeh Batoironal, as Rabbein Azal elaborates on this point over there in Tikkun Teichocha, in chapter 8, in the second half of the Likutei Moran. Avol, however, what's our job? Tzrichin lechapes ulevakesh achrov me'oid b'chol eis. A person has to search for this a lot, all the time. Afilu mi shekvar hischil lemotzoi. Even a person who already started finding it. He found the rabbi. He found the rabbi, the ultimate rabbi. And he's learning his farm. He's got... You're just getting started, buddy. Keep going. Keep going. Another page. You finish? Go back to the beginning. Do it again. You're going to see all kinds of new things that you couldn't possibly see the first time. And then the third time. And then the 300th time. We'll hold it over here for now. The next paragraph is the whipped cream and cherry on top. You think we're finished? Then he's going to make it even better, as we'll see. Mitzvah Shem.